Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthokazo omuhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kuMpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi abasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali abayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali.
Kuzadlalwa ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu, iningi lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo.
Ambona ukuthi khona kuzaba yiholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamali, akulamali elizweni.
Abasakhulayo abanengi bathi isimo somnotho sibanzimele kakhulu lonyaka lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle yabantu iyenyuka. Silazo ezamasiko, ezemidlalo, ezokuzilibazisa kanye lezabantu. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Iningi lizadlala ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo ngenxa yendlala ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisishiyangalombili eZimbabwe 7.7 million. Ababona ngenhlala kahle kaZulu bathi phezu kwendlala abantu abanengi bavele besehluleka ukuselela imideni yabo ngenxa yokonakala komnotho okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokucishwa mahlayana kwamandla kagetsi osokuphazamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe la mankampani akhiqiza impahla etshiyeneyo. Sixoxele umnumzana efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso emela abathengi iNational Consumer Rights Association.
Ikhefu lalunyaka lizabanzima kakhulu ebantwini abanengi ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula kulalokho abakwenelisayo. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi abasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali abayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali ebiza kwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bathenge izinto babe lekhisimusi engcono kuleyanyakenye le eminyakeni le edludleyo. Ngokunjalo ke hayi abanengi ikhisimusi ngegama, ikhisimusi nje ngoba kulusuku olwabe kuthiwa mhla ka 25 kodwa ke babe bephakathi kobunzima bazalala bengadlanga kuza kusa bengadlanga, abanye bazabe bengela mpahla zokugqoka, bengela sepa yokwatsha, bengela chukela, bengela sinkwa ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula.
Umnyaka ka 2025 ubona uminjani?
Ngaphandle kokuthi kube le nguquko ezisimangaliso kwezenotho kuzabanzima ebantwini kumnyaka olandelayo. Ezenotho yebo zingaguqukela ababili abathathu abalutshwane kodwa kuZulu omnengi bakhathana kakhulu lesinkwa, bakhathana kakhulu lalapho kudliwa khona. Ngakho ke kukhangelela ukuthi baqhubeke bephakathi kwezinsizi kuzabanzima ukuthi benelise ukubhadala ischool fees, benelise ukuya ezibhedlela ngendlela efaneleyo. Kuseselo mthwalo omkhulu ebantwini noba abanengi baphakathi kosizi. Ngakho ke kangiboni inguquko enkulu ebantwini abanengi. Yebo kamba abalutshwane bazazu zinguquko lapha lalaphana ngoba vele kuhlala kusenzakalelwa kwabalutshwane kodwa abaningi 2025 uzabenzima njengo 2024 kumbe emubi kakhulu kulo 2024.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ngowenhlanganiso yeNational Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeRural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu.
Empeleni akutshengisi ukuthi sesisesikhathini sekhisimusi, esikhathini sekhefu. Kunje nje ngabe ngeminye iminyaka eyadlulayo ngabe siyabona kulo kuphithizela ukuthize abantu bengena emavinkilini bethenga lokhu lalokho belungisela ikhisimusi engakutsho ukuthi kuthule zwi akukhanyi lokuthi sikuleso sikhathi kungenxa yokuthi abantu kabalamali nxa imali ingekho akulethi lukuluku lwekhefu ebantwini kuba mdambiyana nje abantu bamdambiyana kulanto ekhanyayo eveza ukuthi bathakazelela lesisikhathi njalo kulokulungiselela lesisikhathi kuthule nje zwi okuveza obala ukuthi abantu abaselayo leyo ngwabungwabu ukubangelwa yikusweleka kwemali
ezitolo ungathi izinto zikhwelile yini
uchwayanyana nje esilwenzileyo ngokungena emavinkilini zikhangela lokhu lalokhu ikakhulu ngapha ngasemakhaya kutshengisa ukuthi hathi akula kukhwela okuthize ikakhulu kumpahla ezithengwa ezitolo okukhona ukuthi abantu bona yibo abangelayo imali yokuthenga ukuze badlale ikhefu bezikholisela imali kayikho ebantwini impahla zingabe zikuyona leyana intengo bezikivele zikiyo kodwa okungekhoyo yimali yokuthenga ebantwini osingathi kukhwelile kungaba zimota emgwaqweni lapha nxa abantu besuka emadolobheni besiza emakhaya seziqalisile ukuthi zikhweze kubangelwa ukuthi sokulabantu abanengi abafuna ukuhamba ngalesi sikhathi
Umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu ngowenhlanganiso ye-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. The Voice of America. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Abanye abatsha bathi kabasoze benelise ukuzithokozisa ngekhisimusi lonyaka ngoba kabalamali lanxa umongameli yemasoni Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle kaZulu weZimbabwe iyathuthuka kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu
omunye wabatsha okhulumele Studio 7 osakhulayo nguRichard Moyo ohlala eBuliriro eHarare othi kuza kubanzima ukuthi athenge isinkwa asifake ijemu lemajarini apheke irayisi lenkuku ekhanzingiweyo njalo anathe itiye ejileyo ngoba ngala mali uthi usekhohle ngokuthenga izigqoko zekhisimusi ngoba ngala yona isenti yokuthenga isitiki somejisi
lonyaka ikhisimusi akula khisimusi eZimbabwe lonyaka ngoba ungakhayela intengo yezinto ezitoli ikhupheke kakhulu ikhwele into zonke ziyadula phezu kwakhona oku imali yakhona ibambeki abantu abalamsebenzi njengathi thini intsha asilayo imisebenzi asilamali uthi uthi unxa ungahlanganisa udobha kuncane uthi uhambe esitolo ubona ukuthi ayithengi imali yakhona iyona imali yelizwe yona izigi lakhona alitholakali sibhombuza kuthiwa likhona
uphanatshe sibindi osebenza ukuthunga izicathulo enzikini yedolobho leHarare ukusimo esifanayo
kuyafana vele ya mina vele ngizibonelani kuyafana ngoba nxa ungela mali akula nto eziningi ongakwanisa ukuzenza yabo nxa ungela mali it's sort of ngathi sesinikani pressure vele njengentsha sesinikani pressure ngoba ungabona omunye umuntu esenza ezinye izinto ngeke ukwanisa ukuzenza ngoba wabona yabo ungela mali
abaningi abafana loPanashe kanye loRichard abathi akusakhulumeki ngokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi kulezi nsuku utafazwa amajoni odabuka ejombe uthi ujayele ukwethekelela ekhaya ngekhefu leli kodwa lonyaka kuza kuba nzima ukwenza lokhu
ikhisimusi yabona it's a big holiday iholiday enkulu kakhulu siyabe sifuna ukuthi khona at least sikwanise ukuthi sithengele abadala ukudla senzeni yabona silathi sikwanise ukuthi siyebona abadala ngoba siyabe sabeyila ukuthi izosebenza yabo but then manje nxa usubuyela emakhaya kungiyela into eyiphetheyo kunzima ngingazi iholiday nje but mbona ukuthi khona kuzaba iholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamali akula mali elizweni izigali bambeki
omunye osakhulayo ongumbalisi uPeter Dube uthi imali ayihole kulinyanga ayimvumeli ukuba thakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi njengenhlala yenza
hayi Christmas ayisekho into yokupomba ukukhanyela sithaba ukuthi sifikile ilanga kuphela elidlulayo enze sesenzo kwethu esukwenza nxa ukuthi asilamali imsebenza ikho sayenzani sasancedwa kudala ngumgabe owayesiyenzela i21st yiyo sesengathi Christmas kithi ngoba sasikholisa njengama-youth madekaresa kwizinto zidakiwe.
Kunabanye abadonsa nzima abathi baza kwenza konke kusemandleni abo lonyaka ukuthi bethakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi. Omunye wabo ngutapi wazemuto ohlala eHarare.
I-Christmas Day I think izabe ichaza kakhulu ngoba nizabe ngisekhaya nihlangene labangane lehlobo labo bonke nje imbaziyo nje sizijabulela nje sizikholisisa njengabantu esegcinana kudala singasakwazi ukubona.
Abantu abaningi bathi kufunakala phose amakhulu amabili amadola i-$200 eyokuthenga izifela emlonyeni izigqolo kunye ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Bathi akayibambeki imali le eZimbabwe okungatholakali imisebenzi ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlandelo Zindlovu.
Singene kuhlelo lwamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko
wethu.
Owenze.
Ye, njengehlala yenza ngiyalamukela kusigaba somasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lilami umthombo Sithembayo uKips Dube ngilapha eWashington DC. Namhlanje ke lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngingena ngokubingelela abalaleli nabasakazi ngisithi silindele uChristmas ube muhle.
Yes, lethemba lokuthi uChristmas uzaba muhle. Ye, asikhulume ngesithembo lapha. Abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma enkundleni zokuxhumana bathi isithembo vele sokumele ngasiyachabalala. Kwini vele singathi kuqhathekile ngesithembo ngamaphitshane bonke?
Babudube ngizathi mina lapha kulokuhlukana kwembono yomphakathi lapha othola abanye bethu bona isithembo silungile abanye bethu asilungile kodwa ke mina ngokuhlaziya kwami nxa kade ngibuka impilo yabantu ngiye kunazelela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphila impilo engalaqiniswa phakathi ngoba lawo uzamfakazela labalaleli bazamfakazela ukuthi sesikubone kusiba kaningi lapho othola ukuthi obaba bathi belemizi belabomama kodwa kube khona omama emakhwapheni abalabo emaceleni bengafuni ukuvela kube leqiniso kucace ukuthi ukhona omunye okhona eceleni. Ngakho-ke siyakubona lokho ukuthi okhokho bethu nabobaba bethu babehlakaniphile bengayifuni impilo enamanga phakathi okuthi nxa bebona ukuthi-ke kulaleso simo bakubeke ngendlela esemthethweni njengoba uyazi ukuthi phela isithembo lesi kwakule ndlela zaso zokuthi umuntu ungena kanjani kuso kwaba kwakuba nendlela yokuthi uyasondela kumama onguyena phela unkosikazi wakhona amcele kumbe sikamtshele ngokuthi usefuna ukumtholela unyana wabo noma umnakwabo.
Ye, sikhona mpo Ngwenya, sikhona mpo sibili uzwe kuthiwa-ke umuntu uselamakhosikazi ayisithupha kumbe 10 kumbe konale kuyasebenzeka yini endlini nxa ubona khonokho ukuthi nxa wendoda kumele umuntu enze
njengoba ngike natsho ukuthi linto le isizwe sihlukane ngembono kodwa siye sibone nasisithembo hamba kube lezi nkinga lapho othola ukuthi-ke iningi labantu abanesithembo kuye kube nokungezwani okuba khona phakathi komndeni umndeni omunye wendoda nje lapho othola khona ngempela hayi kuphilwa kwenzima kakhulu sekuzokukhonjwana nobuthakathi ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kuhambe ubaba sometimes ahluleke ukuthi ayibhalanse lento uthole ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye sebefila sengazathi usethatha uthando lonke walusa nanxanye ikakhulu kulaba abaye bathathwe le muva kuye kubonakala engathi usethanda lowo mutsha kulalowo mdala. Ngakho-ke kuyinto ngempela engiyibona ithanda ukuba nzima nxa sesisanda kwaba namakhosikazi awu-6 kodwa-ke futhi okunye engibona ngathi kuthanda ukuba yinkinga lapha yikuthi kulalento yokuthi ke ukudla kwakudala kwakungatholakali kanzima ngaleyo ndlela, kanti futhi izinto eziningi izinto ezazingathathelwa phezulu, njengokuthi kwakufanele phela indoda yondle. Kulezi nsuku njengoba sesiya kukhisimusi kunje, abantwana bafuna impahla zikakhisimusi. Ma sibuya khona lapho sibuyela ku-back to school, zazingekho zonke lezo zinto. Kwakuthi umnumzana nje mayefuyile lezi nkomo zakhe lime masimini, abantwana bedle besuthe nje, kuzagqoka umntwana mhlawumbe kusukela emabhethini, ibhethe elilodwa nje elingaduli elingatholakali kanzima. Kwafika noma sokuqala ukugqokwa ezesimanje, kodwa kwakungasiyo into ethathwa serious kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele abukeke egqoke kahle. Kwakwenza kube lula ukuthi abanumzana laba bakwazi ukuthi babe naso isithemba. Kodwa namhlanje uthanda ukuba nzima, ngoba ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi laba bantu ubanakekele konke ngesinye isikhathi kuye kubonakale sengathi ubaphilisa nzima.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu Mgwenya. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngeviki ezayo. Sizabiza labomama ukuthi bangene. Ngizwa abanye besithi into zasithembo lezi kuyahlupha Mgwenya. Sibonge kakhulu ngadela kusavuka Mgwenya.
Sibonge, sibonge nakubalaleli.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu ke lo ngubaba uMbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Beli lami lamhlanje njengahlala yenza uMthembo Sithembayo ngikhona phake eWashington DC. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Siyalibonga
lokho.
Sibonge uGibbs wakoDube ngohlelo lwamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla sibhekane lekhisimusi nje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya.
Ngiyabonga ukuyamukelwa ehlelweni lwe-Studio 7. Ubese ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abadidiyeli bezindaba zakwa-Studio 7. Ngisithi sanibonani, ukuthula makube nani ngaphansi kwegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela, niyinjabulo yethu bantu beStudio 7. Hlalani niyazi ukuthi niyinjabulo yethu. Manje ngivakatshile ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje yeChristmas, noma yokuhamba noma yokuzalwa kwendodana enguJesu Kristus. Ifundeka ke kanje encwadini kaLuka yesibili evesini lika 4. Naye uJosefa wakhubuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha waya eJudiya emzini kaDavide othiwa iBethlehema, ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide. Amen. Ukukhuphuka ke umuntu osuka inhliziyo yakhe ithe usefuna ukuya endaweni enje. Manje lokhu kwakungokomthetho, ukukhuphuka lokhu kwakungokomthetho, kwakumemezelwe ukuthi omunye nomunye umuntu kabalwe, abalwe ukuze igovernment ibe yazi ukuthi inabantu abangaki. Kuthiwa kuJosefa naye wakhuphuka ebuyela emzini kaDavide, ngokuba emzini kaDavide kwakugibo. Kuthiwa wathi esefika lapho ke uDavide wambona esenomka wakhe uMaria befika ekhaya. Kuthiwa ke bafika lapho iy'nsuku zaseziphelile zokubana uMaria atete athole umntwana igama lakhe linguJesu, owamemezelwa umprofiti uYisaya ukuthi kuyozalwa inkosi eminyakeni ezayo, inkosi yabaJuda eyabithiwa nguJesu. Kuthiwa uYisaya uNkulunkulu wazo wakhuluma noYisaya wathi, bheka Isaya, ungeke ufe nokufa ungakaboni inkazimulo engizayiletha emhlabeni. Kuthiwa uJesu wathi efika uYisaya wakhuluma wathi enkosini, Nkosi, bese ngithanda phela ukuthi ngikhuphuke ngihambe ngiye emazulwini, ngokuba induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngihlale ngingafi ngiyibonile uJesu, ngimbonile umntwana. Kuthiwa ukuzalweni kwakhe kukaJesu nezulu nalo latshela izingilozi zasezulwini, ingilozi zasuka ezulwini zazotshaya amaphiko lapho kulele khona uJesu. Nabafana benkomo badlule emzini kaHerodi babuzu Herodi, bakoko demsini ka Herodi bathi uphilo ozelwe eyinkosi sifuna kumbona ozelwe eyinkosi igama lake nguJesu oyinkosi yamakhosi oyinkosi yabajuda. Uthiwa uHerodi wamangala kakhulu lezi ndawo zokuthi kukhona umuntu ozazalwa eyinkosi. Badlula abafana begcwele indlela, uyazi ke wena ukuhamba kwabafana lukukaba abafana bayahamba and bayahamba abafana kuthiwa badlula inkanyezi yabadlulisa yatiyobakhomba lapho kukhona uJesu. Badlula besiya lapho kukhona uJesu. Uma kusisa kusase kuseni uFaro kuthiwa wabiza bonke abantu abangamakhosi abayizinduna abayabaprofiti wathi, ngizwani yini lokhu engikuzwayo endlebeni sami okuthiwa kukhona inkosi eyiselwe engujesu? Yini nani ngangitsheli? Bathi yebo, kwakhulunywa kudala umprofiti u-Isaya wathi kuyoba khona umuntu ozozalwa igama lake lingujesu, njalo izulu lingitshelile ukuthi ngeke ngife ngingakamboni uJesu. Yikho kwathi uJesu uma ezalwa u-Isaya wakhuluma noNkulunkulu wathi ke, sengiyibonile induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngingafi, kufanele ngiqale ngibone yona. Sengiyibonile bese ngicela ukuhamba ngokuba wayesemdala phela eprofita. Ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga ezindabeni zokuhamba, omunye nomunye uzahamba, siyambeka emthandazweni. Nkosi yamakhosi, hamba nabahambayo, ujabulise amakholwa wonke angaphansi kwegama lakho, uwajabulise nabo labo abangasontiyo ubajabulise, ngokuba manje amakholwa ngobunenge ayochitha izigidi nezigidi ebhadala amabhasi esiyathandaza ezindaweni. Ngokutsho njalo asithandazeni, sithandazeni sonke ngokuba kuthandaza abantu behlangene kunamandla. Siyabathandazela Nkosi abazagcwala imigwaqo besiye emizini besiya kuphi nakuphi. Siyabathandazela Nkosi, hamba nabo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha. Asivaleni ke lo mthandazo esikuwo. Umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu nokudlelana kothando nomoya wengcwele lapha emazulwini, hamba nabahambayo, usale nabasalayo, ndodana kaDavide. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo, uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa lonkosana Sancho Gumbo, yena owadlalela amaqembu enguqu abalisa ele Zimbabwe Saints, AmaZulu, Masingo United kanye leNjube Sundowns. Kodwa singakayi lapho, ake sikhangele udaba lokhetho lenhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa oluzaqhutshwa ngozibandlela.
Baphethwe imhejehede laba bafaka amaphepha ukuthi bancintise ukhetho lenkokeli yeZifa. IZifa Normalization Committee yamukela amaphepha abantu laba yanikeza ikomiti ehlolisisa okutshiyeneyo ngabo okufana lokuthi bangabantu abanjani emphakathini, abanamacala yini lokuthi banemfundo edingakalayo na ukuthi bakhokele umdlalo webhola elizweni. Ikomiti le okuthiwa yi-Ethics and Integrity Committee ikhokhela ligqwetha elakalaba ngumeya wedolobho leHarare umnumzana Muchadei Masunda. Kusasa uMasunda ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu amabizo laba abaphumelele uncintisa kulolu khetho. Abanye abafaka amabizo befuna isikhundla sikamongameli weZifa nguWalter Magaya, Marshall Gore, Philemon Matshana, Martin Kweza, Farai Jere lonqobile Magwizi. Singeneke kudaba lukankosana Sancho Gumbo, yena okwaduma kwezenguqu edlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Nansi imbali yakhe.
Ngazalelwa eMpilo koBulawayo, eprimary ngafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube, secondary ngafunda eMpophoma High School. Ubaba wayedlala ibhora, then waba le-team iNjube United, yikho sonke sadlala khona, konke labo ubhuti bami uNoman, uRaman, lo Charles, sonke sasiqasa khula siqasa sidlala kuNjube United sesikhotshwa ngubaba. Ibhola ngaqasa ukudlala ngise primary school.
USancho ongena uqembu elikhulu leZimbabwe Saints emncane uthi kulomdlalo angasoze afa awukhohlwa.
Dlala le Capes United eKwanzura Stadium. Capes yangona iqinile, Capes elabo walo isiphunjile, uStuart Morisa, uJoe Mgabe, uSilver Chikwenje, uBambo Brenda Msiska, ayiqinile team yangona. Ide yangona ngahlohla ama penalty ayi 2. Game yangona sacina siwine 2-1. Hayi game yangona kwakufiwa.
Udlale inguqu ezingene liphezulu njalo kwesikhathi eside umfoka Gumbo.
Ngadlala for about 7 years kuZimbabwe Saints. 97 ikho ngihamba ngajoyina iyamaZulu i-team eyayisanda ukupromota from Division 1. Then 2004 ngadlala 1 year kuMasingo United. Then ngaphenduka ngabuya ngadlala kuNjube Sundowns for 2 years.
Anqoba wathatha inkezo onkosana esadlala kuqembu lamaZulu.
Ngo-99 futhi sawina i-Independence Cup. 2002 sawina i-BP, i-BP Cup, i-Madison Cup. I think 2001 sawina i-OK Grand Challenge, i-League. Ngo-2003
usanjwa uthi usaphatheka kwezenguqula namuhla lanxa wathatha umhlala phansi.
Ngiyenza i-coaching ngiku-Chicken Inn Football Club, i-head of junior development, ukuthi ibhola lakathi selitshiyeni lelakudala. Abafana ba these days abasatraini njengakuqala. Lokhuyana sesikwenze lokhuyana ujoya uyagijima uyavuka ekuseni sitshaya ama-road run what athesabasatrain vele sebemelele ukuyatrain eground.
Bengabaningi bonke abadlala ibhola kudala. Unkosana Gumbo ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bathiyeni lezidakamizwa uze baqhaze babe ngabadlali benguqu abalohlonze. Ngiyimena Studio 7, igama namungenza Jesus Band.
Zimbabwe
siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla silo Christopher Mazolo Ncube ehamba leqembu lakhe lemanzami yama sound bephethe idlalate labo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Vika Dlozi.
Salubonani bantu bakithi, siphinde yabuya futhi indodana kaMazolo uChristopher Ncube oweqembu elithi Imanza Mnyama Super Sound. Isibuyile ledlaladelayo eligcweleni eliqungethe ingoma ezingu-7 okule ngoma efana noVika Dlozi lami nengoma efana noImizi Yakithi, ingoma ekuyizona ezitshisa bebebebe.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Njengala eSouth Africa la embese khona nginendawo nginabantu abayimculo wami abangokuthola khona. Uma kuthanda ukuthi kube lula uyaxhumana nami ku 0766977326. Lapho uyabuxhumana nami straight, ikho lapho uyabuzothola khona umculo wami. Ukhona kuma USB, ukhona nakuma CD.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngithi ngibonga ngazo zonke izandla zombili kubalandeli nakubo bonke abantu engisondelane nabo. Lokhu ngithokozisa okunye abanye engingabaziyo through i-radio station yona nale sengibe nabalandeli cishe indawo ezikude lapho engingazi khona ukuthi bangaba bekuphi ngenxa yawo lo msakazo iStudio 7.
Christopher Mazolo Ncube leqembu lakhe lemanzi amnyama sound besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Hayi ke kwanele mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololo Gwana wamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.